Am I not ambitious enough or not believing enough in getting enlightened this lifetime? I don't want to stress myself out with something I have no control over. Balancing life with my practice, enjoying some quality of life in the circle of family and friends, and enlightenment would be a bonus. So it, I think that the, sometimes it can easily be a real obsession with enlightenment, attainment, achieving something. And, the reality, as I mentioned a few times, it comes from causes, and if we're just willing to put the causes in, continually put those causes in, then then it it's just it'll work out in its own way. So that sense there's a balance that needs to actually take place, and so that really learning how to live in accordance with Dhamma and paying attention to the those foundations of the path and the truths. In reality, in terms of bringing without even thinking about enlightenment or what enlightenment is, the living with generosity and kindness and precepts and virtue and mindfulness and discernment, relinquishment, all of these are incredibly good things that bring happiness, as well as the possibility of freedom, so that we as we continue to do it, it has its own reward, it has its own fruit. What comes to mind is a cartoon that was a few years ago, and at a very big big United Nations global kind of symposium and conference on climate change and global warming and the cartoon there's this all these people and there's a couple people standing and talking and it's sort of there's clean air and sustainable cities and healthy food and balanced families and what if we do all this and it's a hoax? sort of this. And the reality is of course that's if we could even live that, even if it weren't for climate change and all that, if we could live like that, it would be a good thing.